Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, that's mean. I don't know.
Okay, we're trying to get Larry. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm finally here. Boy, it's been one kind of day for me.
Yeah, I know. You got pretty much hacked out on the computer and all of that. Well, I'm glad you made it in. Anyway, I want to get started now that we've got you. I wanted to start with an article that was published in the New York Times. I've seen this before, so I'm assuming it is a true rendition of kind of like Pentagon Papers, if you will. It was issued on the 23rd of July. New York Times published a stunning article titled "No Longer in the Shadows: Pentagon's UFO Unit Will Make Some Findings Public," wherein it revealed Eric W. Davis, an astrophysicist, break in here anywhere you want, Larry, who worked as a subcontractor and then a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program since 2007, said that in some cases, examination of the materials had so far failed to determine their source and led him to conclude, "We couldn't make it ourselves." Mr. Davis, who now works for an aerospace corporation, a defense contractor, said he gave a classified briefing to Defense Department agency as recently as March about retrievals from off-world vehicles not made on this Earth. Now, you could interpret that a number of ways. Mr. Davis said he also gave classified briefings on retrievals of unexplained objects to staff members of the Senate Armed Services Committee October 21, 2019, and to staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 days later. Committee staff members did not respond to requests for comment on that issues. And what's your take on that, Larry? It seems very odd on the timing. This seems like they're moving from, you remember when the Navy pictures of a UFO that a jet was chasing were released, and they had no comment. And then maybe a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it was, they said, yeah, those pictures really are real. And now they're coming out with this. It almost seems like this is the acclimation project for the arrival.
Well, I think you're pretty close in that, Stuart, and I don't know if you saw L.A. Marzulli's special report he put up, I guess it was today, a UFO update disclosure. And basically what he's saying, we're probably about to the fourth stage of disclosure because he says now not only are they admitting the UFO phenomena, they finally admitted that in this process. They've already gone to photographs and images of what they're calling craft that are not of this world. And now, finally, they just came out and admitted that they have evidence or pieces of craft that are not of this world. So, Stuart, L.A. Marzulli really believes that we're getting close to some event because he said this is disclosure coming right out.
Yeah, and that would mean that, they've had the acclimation project, folks, has been around for a long, long time. And it started way back with the sci-fi, the first science fiction, and Men from Mars and all those early movies, you know. I can't remember all the names of them, don't have them in front of me, but there were a lot of sci-fi movies. And then we had Close Encounters, and then we had E.T. Say again? Yes, and Taken.
The movie
was a
Taken,
big,
the movie Taken, yes. And also The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yep. And all of these, and the TV programs and Ancient Aliens that you see now, they're still running it. It's been going on for, I think, close to 10, 12 years now. And all of it is orientated away from the Bible towards the aliens are coming back, and the aliens have been here for years and years intermingling. X-Files was of the same ilk. All of these things were done to get the public aware without telling them directly that we're about to be visited, and we don't need to be fearful of them. They are going to come here, and they are going to give us advanced technology. Of course, that's what they've been doing right along in secret. We've been in league with the aliens probably since before Roswell. And anyway, Larry, that to me is they're getting ready to tell the world that we don't need to be worried when the arrival comes. It'll be fine, and they are our creators. How do you look at that?
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, one of the classic movies was V. Stan Deo, remember, he said that movie V was probably really, really close to the real thing. And remember, in V, they came as our friends. They were disguised.
Yes.
Of course, they were reptilians, but they were disguised as humans. And they actually began to eat mammals on planet Earth, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that takes you back to the cookbook, if you will, the Twilight Zone, To Serve Man. I mean, all of this stuff it's all there.
Yep, and the people, for whatever reason, just cannot accept what the Bible has to say about it. And Thessalonians, if you haven't read it, go into, I think it's 2 Thessalonians, talks about the strong delusion, and it's connected directly to an arrival. Revelation chapter 12 is connected directly to an arrival. And this is going to be, I believe, the apex of the strong delusion, because the argument is creation versus evolution. If we're evolving, we don't need a Messiah. Why do we need one? We're evolving. We don't need a redeemer. We're evolving. So therefore, you eliminate Jesus Christ. It's very subtle, but that's exactly what it does. It eliminates the need of a redeemer, of a Messiah, and salvation. If we're evolving, who needs to be saved? Nobody. We're fine just the way we are. The only problem with the evolution concept is some people are evolving faster than others, and therefore those that are evolving faster will ascend, and then they will turn around, according to the Book of Enoch, and start killing those who were not able to ascend. So it never ends, does it, Larry? It's always mayhem, and it's always murder, I guess.
Yeah, and what's interesting is you remember before Richard Shaw, who we had on the show a number of times.
Yes.
Richard Shaw told me, and you may have heard him, I don't remember if it was on a show or if it was in person, but Richard Shaw told me that Roger Lear, the guy that kept finding the alien implants, et cetera, and they did some Watcher series about him, but he actually died, and Richard shared with me before Richard died that Roger Lear had told him that he thought from what they were viewing of the implants and the technology and abductions and all that, the way it was beginning to swing to a slowness that the so-called aliens, if you will, the arrival people, were pretty much already set and finished with their preps for the arrival.
Yes. I expect an arrival anytime. I mean, it can happen. That's what happened back in the days of old. They just suddenly appeared in the heavens and came down to the earth in these bright orbs of light, according to most of the writings. The Native Americans called them the Star People or Star Nation People. It's worldwide, and that's what's going to come again. Personally, I think the rapture of the church, which a lot of people say is no such thing, actually should read what Jesus said about it. Because there is such a thing, will happen when the arrival takes place, because there's no need for the Christians to be here. That great deception is for the world, because they have embraced this evolution. And evolution is taught from kindergarten all the way up through doctorate levels. Go into any science museum, evolution is taught. Evolution is absolutely a lie. And I don't want to get into why it's a lie, but it definitely is. And it's very easily proved that it's a lie. It's just that most people don't pay any attention to that sort of stuff. What else you got, Larry? I wanted to cover that because they are coming out more and more and more. In fact, here and at the end of this article, Sword to Fall, it's about a vigilant search for facts, and when viewed in the light of now expanding fourth turning event, now overtaking the entire world, could very well mean that President Trump is preparing to reveal to the world the existence of alien life, a revelation that would overturn everything we thought we knew. And that would, beyond all doubt, they say, create an entirely new world. Is that not code word, Larry, for a hybrid government of aliens and humans like Stan Dale found in the Book of Daniel?
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, it's kind of, you know, iron mixed with clay, if you will, scripturally. But they're going to find that the iron, which is representative basically of the alien races or the mm-hmm. fallen ones, is not, it doesn't play well with clay. And so they're really going to take charge, even though the Illuminati, you know, the groups, the New World Order, all those hierarchy high-ups, they think they're going to set up their government and run this thing. It is not going to work like that.
Yeah. Well, surprise, surprise, you know. That's about the way that works. We've got a Tubiav has already begun in Israel, folks. It started, I believe, 10 o'clock this morning. They're 8 hours ahead of us here at Central Time. And so far, I guess, so good. Have you got any news out of Israel for Tubiav? Or Ninth of
well,
Av, it's not Tubiav. Ninth of Av, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Ninth of Av, you know, it's a series of days that this goes into. And from what I can tell, there's a lot of prep in Israel to go to war. I mean, they're right on the verge. Netanyahu just had a private meeting with his military leaders. And they've sent a lot more reinforcements, including Iron Dome and other units, to the northern border. There's mm-hmm. already been one attack across that border by Hezbollah forces, which are literally run by Iranians. And the word is that the missile attacks on Israel are about to begin. So Israel's beefed up and ready. And, of course, we've entered in now or beginning to go into the Ninth of Av. And that is mm-hmm. a very sad time for Israel.
Yeah, and meanwhile, of course, what's going on with China? I understand that that's kind of ramping up a little bit. Have we heard any more about an invasion of Taiwan or the islands surrounding Taiwan?
that kind of just fell off the radar. Well, only if you don't have radar that goes outside the United States. In the United States, you wouldn't even know that China was hardly an enemy. But the latest that is we began to move forces towards Taiwan, and a Chinese general has now told the U.S. that if they try to reinforce Taiwan, that China will invade Taiwan immediately.
Well, the only way they could do that would be by airborne paratroopers, or they've got their boats awful close. So this is, it just seems like the Armageddon script. We're getting ruined. And India, didn't India just send a massive armada on the other side of that? So China's more or less boxed in.
Well, let me use some information. And by the way, Hal Turner, after the show tonight at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, 9 Eastern, is going to, on his radio show, HalTurnerRadio.com, is going to give a pretty much breakdown of all of the intelligence coming in from the China front, if you will. I'll give you a few notes that I've made, okay? A few days ago, and we're not hearing this in America hard at all anywhere. You're not going to probably. But apparently, and I've seen the videos, and some of the videos got on Facebook too, and then were, I guess, stopped. But China was putting up posters inside China warning their people on how to handle a nuclear attack and telling them where to go underground and how to hide from a nuclear strike and don't look at the flash and blah, 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 and all of this. And some people surmise that either China was about to do something that they thought they might get a nuke because of what they were doing. And, of course, China's going in all directions. And let me add you something and get your opinion here. Here's some details that I've got available is that that the United States, Japan, and Australia has an armada, basically, already in the Yellow Sea, you know, off China. They're on one side. The Eastern and the Western Indian navies all have left port, gone to sea with advanced weaponry, nukes, et cetera, and they're moving towards China in the Indian Ocean. So we've got forces that are loyal, supposedly, on both sides of China right now, and we you know, even start to fall saying that we've got some nukes in the battlefield, if you know what I'm saying, without saying much. But this is really, really serious, and it's a dadgum shame that the American people can't get the knowledge of what's really going on out there. All you can get is Democratic baloney crap.
Yep, and lies from everybody. They just keep lying through their teeth. They're lying about COVID-19. They're lying about the huge spikes that are everywhere. And I don't know why people don't remember that Birx herself said, well, yeah, we're including other things in there and calling it COVID-19. And on and on and on it goes. But getting to the riots that seem to be increasing, and I know you've got some information there, I wanted to read a headline. It begins. UN authorizes officials to start working with Antifa protesters. This is by Max McGuire. He says that the chief of the UN has more or less approved or given the green light to begin participating and collaborating with protesters in the United States. UN officials will now be on the ground working with the radicals organizing the protests and riots. Now, folks, we've warned you that the United Nations is the fourth beast of Daniel. And we've also warned you that prophecy says the United States will go down and will come under UN. And there have been a lot of prophecies, including Ken Peters and many others now recently, about blue helmets. patrolling the streets of the United States. And here we have the American people sitting back, twiddling their thumbs, while their whole nation gets torn apart. And nobody, it seems like nobody, really is doing anything about it. I don't know when they're going to reach in their closets and pull out their guns. They have every right to do so under the Second Amendment, which is, of course, now being gutted by the communists. And I don't know, Larry, what do you think? What's the latest? It sounds like this weekend could be a horrendous, awakening, maybe, of the American people.
Well, you know, I can't vet the information, but InfoWars just put out a post, and I sent you a copy. It's a global alert that Antifa forces are about to go on a terrorizing spree and shooting people. Now, we've heard this in the background, and everybody, you know, and the Democrats, you know, they say it's a myth. They even say that fires in Portland are a myth. But, we're seeing basically, and I don't know, you know, it's hard to explain without just coming right out and saying it's a communist coup against Trump and America. And I don't know why people can't understand that. It's a coup. This is not an election. This is not politics. It's a coup.
And they mean to take over the United States, and the UN is behind them, along with George Soros and the rest of them. These prophecies about the blue helmets in America are coming out left and right now. Now, I don't know if they're just fanciful imaginations of people who heard it before, or whether, excuse me, whether the Lord is actually telling these people of what's coming. We also have some inbounds, by the way, asteroids. And the most dangerous one is the 22nd of September. Is that right, Larry?
Yeah, I really got to looking into this stuff when it came out, you know, Danone and others. Well, they got really attacked for claiming that there might be an asteroid headed for Earth. And so I really got to looking at spaceweather.com. You can actually see one of them that's going to come within 0.3 tenths of a lunar distance. That is really close. That's on September the 1st. And the other one that we're getting reports from is actually being ignored by the U.S. Side of it, NOAA and Space Weather, and they claim, and I actually, you know, on one of the shows recently, I told you the name of it, but it's actually being alerted by the EU, the European Space Agency, and they're claiming that one, it will be a bullet burner in the atmosphere and possibly strike and make impact on September the 22nd.
Well, that might be the one that Red Elk saw, and who was that charismatic healer? Oral Roberts. In one of his prophecies, he said that people could actually look up and see this thing, and it was a warning from the Lord. Red Elk said it bounced off the atmosphere of the planet, but it caused a tremendous shockwave, and it was a shockwave that did most of the damage. So this is going to get interesting. I mean, we've had these kind of warnings before, but we do know from the Book of Revelation we're going to have firestorms of meteorites. We are going to have two or three major, and I mean major, impact events. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to mention that in addition to that, I have seen the data from at least two or three different individuals that are claiming that the incoming that they're now being given access to, the first wave is like five of these objects all together, and the second wave, they're claiming, this is their words, not mine, 14 are in that bunch, and then a bunch of 30-plus is still out there. And I did receive information today that there's a large asteroid, apparently has shot past Mars, that's coming in Earth's general direction. So, and Stuart, this is my opinion. I really believe that we only recently began to hear this word interstellar, and only recently have they begun to actually term that word with incoming objects, you know, like the Moomoo, and, you know, that's the name of one of them, and there are objects that are coming at us that are interstellar, which means, I think, it's a code word for it's part of the destroyer's entourage.
Yep, exactly. Well, they use code all the time, but if you're paying attention, you can kind of figure it all. And a warning we should give everybody in Florida, Isaias, I guess is the name of the hurricane or tropical storm, but it looks like it's going to make a direct hit on Florida and work its way up. And nobody knows what's going to happen to this storm. Some of these storms have a habit, and the name of it, if you remember, Isaiah is both a prophet of salvation and protection in the Lord, but it's also the book of, how do we say, Larry, extinction level events, I guess one could call it. So a heads up for that. And here's another headline, World Bank, IMF exposed COVID aid conditional on imposing extreme lockdowns and curfews. Oh, you want help from the World Bank or the IMF? Then this is what you got to do. And it's all part of the UN. It's all part of this rich men of the earth. What else you got, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that it's serious. They're trying to implement a global lockdown, if you will, all
yep.
nations. And Stuart, I wonder, and others have wondered, if this is not somehow, more so than the coronavirus or the COVID-19, it's actually tied in with this incoming.
I think it could well be. They want people closer to home. And I don't know exactly how this is going to work out. One last thing. Obama's agents in Israel organized a ninth of Av Lamentations reading outside of Netanyahu's home. Blame him for destroying temple. Obama is working hard in the backgrounds, but sooner or later he's got to pop up and fulfill whatever role the Lord has for him. Any last comment there, Larry?
Yeah, I'm just going to mention that on Lou Dobbs recently, they're surmising that it's entirely possible that Obama's the VP pick of Biden, and just as soon as if Biden could win, Biden would actually not be there anymore, and Obama would be the leader. But they're also having, I was just going to mention, they're having a lot of trouble with interviews on business of Fox. Their Skype is being taken down from a lot of them. They don't want to be talking. Censorship is big.
Wow, they're doing it on Fox News. Yeah, that's another step in that direction. We're going to be locked down. The Lord said the day comes when nobody can work. And that's, of course, a reference to the Bible and the gospel and burning of Bibles, because they hate Christianity, they hate the Christians, actually they hate the Jews, Orthodox Jews, I'm not talking about the others, and on and on and on it goes. This is, you're seeing the hatred. It's rising up very rapidly all over America, and I don't know when they're going to start killing people by going into the suburb, but if you're listening and you haven't armed yourself, you better. Because these people mean business, and they will start to go out into the suburbs and even probably go into the rural districts if they think they can get away with it. We're in a lot of trouble. Any last word there, Larry?
Yeah, I was just mentioning some very interesting stuff on Quail site. Some military people are leaking that they're getting rid of the 7.62 and 5.56, and they're buying armor-piercing ammunition, similar to something you might stop giants with.
Well, that's interesting. And also, of course, it might penetrate these UN military vehicles that we're seeing up all over the United States. Folks, you've been had, and it's about to come down, and it's about to be revealed. And it's not going to be fun. This last business, according to everything I can read and the Lord has said, It's going to be so shocking, people won't even recognize what's going on. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Glad you could make it. And heads up, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Good night.